Hello there. This is season 2 of Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel. Last time we learned that, after working through her indecision, Calla the Red Panda has decided to go out to look for the ancient hidden treasure in the Himalayan mountains. She'll be the first red panda to venture off that far, and we'll have to figure out how she's going to find the energy and the courage to do it. This week, Calla's making plans to go, but is starting to worry and feel anxious about the huge journey ahead. When was the last time you felt worried about something? Everyone worries and feels anxious sometimes, but what can we do about it? Before we get into that, let's take a moment to slow down and do the calm down countdown. We do this at the beginning of each story so that we can get our minds and bodies ready for some relaxation. Imagine that the top half of your body is a flower, slowly growing up tall towards the sky, until you are sitting up tall and straight, and your chin is lifted up just a little. Gently roll your shoulders back and place your hands on your knees or in your lap. Take a nice long breath in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and now let it out through your mouth, 3, 2, 1. Keep breathing like this as I count down from 10. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How are you feeling right now? Take notice on how your body feels and the thoughts that are in your brain right now. Pretend to give them each a nod of your head as you notice them, and then imagine that you're looking away from them right now. That's all you need to do here in our story. Calla is thinking about her big journey ahead. Right now, she's feeling a little scared about heading out on her own. And the thought that keeps popping up for Calla is, I'm not brave enough to do this. I'm a scaredy cat, or scaredy panda. Now all she can think of is how she's not brave and can't even focus on anything else right now. But she's listening to our relaxation story too, and right now is trying to give those thoughts a nod of the head. She notices them, but won't let that thought, I'm a scaredy cat, take over her brain right now. Reach your hands and arms up high in the air. Stretch your fingertips to the sky. How high can you stretch without your bottom leaving the ground? Now bend your arms to make a circle above your head. Take a moment to stretch out your arms and hands, keeping your fingertips touching, so that your circle is as smooth and wide as possible. Is that the farthest you can stretch, with your fingertips still touching? Let's pretend that your circle is a bubble. Let's twist at the waist and turn our upper body so that we face one side of the room. your bubble should be facing that side too. Now let's move our bubbles to face forward again. And now the other side. Keep doing this at your own pace. Bubbles float through the air, and you can't help but notice them in their rainbowy sheen. Just like some thoughts. Sometimes we have thoughts that make us feel anxious. That means that it makes us really, really worry, and it's hard to stop worrying about them. That anxiousness stays with some of us longer than others. It's an uncomfortable feeling that might make it hard to concentrate or enjoy the things that we're supposed to be doing, like paying attention in class, playing soccer with our friends, or having dinner with our family. But just like bubbles, those thoughts don't have to last forever. Bubbles pop eventually. Come to a stop in the middle and put your arms down. Let's pretend that our bubble is about to pop. Lift your arms up again to form your bubble and take a deep breath in through your nose. 1, 2, 3. And as you slowly breathe out through your mouth now, gently bring your arms down to the ground. Move your arms slowly and try to keep breathing out until they touch the ground. Let's try that again. Breathe in through your nose and slowly bring your arms up and make a circle. Keep breathing in until your fingertips touch over your head. Begin bringing your hands to the ground as you slowly breathe out. Keep breathing out until your hands touch the ground. Keep doing this at your own breath's pace. Slow your breath down to match your movement. Focus on your breathing right now and nothing else. It sounds funny, but let's just enjoy the act of breathing right now. You can let your arms rest by your sides now. Anxious thoughts can feel like they'll stick in our heads forever and never leave us alone. But next time a thought pops in your head that makes you feel anxious, just imagine that it's a bubble and remember that it'll eventually pop. I know this might not work all the time or for everyone, but it's one idea that might help. Kala's decision to go find the treasure was a big one. And even though Kala's excited to start her journey, she's still feeling anxious about it. She has a lot of anxious thoughts in her head right now, like, what if I made the wrong choice? What if I fail? What if my mom's really sad when I leave? What if she gets really angry and never wants to see me again? What if I get lost in the mountains? What if I get hurt? What if I can't do it? What's everyone going to think of me? Those are really serious questions, and I can see that Kala is getting more and more upset. Something that might help Kala, and anyone who's feeling the same, is to be mindful about what's around you at the moment. This next exercise is one I adapted from a very useful grounding technique. That just means that it's a way to focus on the present, what's happening right now. Let's call this Give Me Five. When you do this, start with 5 deep breaths and then focus on your 5 senses. I'm going to ask you to name things. And if you're listening to this with your class, name it in your head so that we don't distract anyone. Let's start by making a thumbs up. Wiggle your thumb. Now open your eyes and name one thing that you can see right now. Now your pointer finger. Touch the tip of your pointer finger to your thumb, almost like you're making an okay sign, because it is going to be okay. Now name one thing you can touch. It could be the rug on the floor, a chair, a book. You can even press your pointer and thumb together and focus on that feeling. Now bring your middle finger down to your thumb and name something you can hear right now. Maybe you can hear birds or a car driving past outside. Maybe you can hear someone talking or even the music that's on Peace Out right now. Now bring your ring finger to your thumb. Let's name something that we can smell now. Or think of your favorite smell. Last one. Bring your pinky to your thumb. Name something that you can taste. Or think of something yummy you like to eat. Well done. Calla was doing this with us, and she says she's feeling a bit calmer. What about you? Remember, we're all different, so this might not work for everyone, or all the time, and that's okay. There are a lot of different ways to help with anxious thoughts. The next time you get an anxious thought pop up, picture it as a bubble that will pop. You can also try the Give Me Five senses exercise with your fingers that we just did. Even doing some belly breathing can help slow down your breath and mind. You can even go back to our episode called Belly Breathing from Season 1. And keep an eye out for your friends. If you notice that someone's feeling really worried about something, you can be a good friend to them by asking if they're okay or how you can help. That could be giving them a hug if they want, giving them some space, or just sitting with them quietly. If you're feeling anxious a lot of the time, please remember that you're not alone. A lot of people feel this way too, even me sometimes. And there are people there to help you. Talk to a grown-up that you trust about how you're feeling. For grown-ups, we've posted the resources we used to write this episode on our website, peaceoutpodcast.com. Thank you for being here today. I hope the rest of your day or night is a peaceful one. We're back in 2 weeks. Until then, peace out and peace within. My name is Chanel Tseng, and I wrote and narrated this episode of Peace Out. It was produced by Rob Griffiths. If you liked what you heard, we'd be so grateful if you left us a review on your Apple Podcast app. This helps other families and classes find us.